Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many think most Christians spend entirely too much time being upset about something? Or worrying or being, right? How much time would be okay? According to the Lord, we're not supposed to spend any time being upset. Well, that may seem like a high bar, but don't water this down to match your lack of experience. Let God elevate you. Bring you up to this word. If He said it, it can happen. In John 14, and verse 1. John 14, 1 said, "Let not your heart be troubled." One of the things that you'll run smack dab into when you start talking about this is people will, many, including good church-going people, they'll hear this, and whether they say it or not, they will think to themselves, "Yeah, but if you have this happen, you can't help it. You can't help but be upset or troubled or bothered or anxious or fearful." But that's contrary to this. I said, that's contrary to this. Jesus said what?
Let not.
The understood subject is what? Who? You are not to let your heart be troubled. Now, there's a lot of revelation there. If your heart is troubled, what do we know? How did it get that way? I let it. And what else? I didn't have to. He told me not to let it. So I can let it or not let it. It's my choice. Let's go over again this real slow. If you are me, your spouse, your child, your coworker, anybody, are upset. Why are you upset? Your heart's troubled. You're upset, you're bothered, scared, anxious, worried, fearful, whatever. How'd you get that way? How'd you get that way? Most people would disagree. They'd say, "No, I was doing fine till such and such happened." Right? I was actually having a pretty good day. I was making it pretty good until, boom, that thing dropped on me. And hey, I don't care who you are, if that happens to you, you are not going to be happy anymore. You're going to be sad. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be upset.
No.
And if the devil can keep you believing that, you're stuck. You will never enjoy this. You'll just go from one crisis to another, from one episode of being upset and scared to another. And it will wreak havoc on you and your system. It'll cause you to age prematurely. It'll cause you physical problems, mental problems, financial problems, marriage problems, family problems, work problems. No. The truth is, we saw this in some detail, Paul said, by the Spirit of God in Corinthians, he said, "The care of the churches come on me daily."
That's right.
Well, you read these letters. Was everybody acting right?
No.
At the church at Corinth or Ephesus or Galatia or Colossae or Romans?
Yeah.
We got two churches. He had all these churches. And I can tell you with two churches, Phyllis and I could stay upset about something. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Every day, if we would take it the wrong way, we could stay bummed out, upset, mad, hurt. And it would be a total waste of our energies. And if I let that happen to me, and Phyllis lets that happen to her, and that happens, that continues on us, just say on me as a minister, month after month, year after year, is that going to affect my ministry?
Yeah.
Am I going to come in here? You know, you try to help people. And the Lord told us what to say, and we said it plain as day, and they sat right there and acted like you didn't say one word. And they did this and just misrepresented the church and just went out and made a giant mess, and they did this. Is that going to bless you for me to come in every time and go, what is wrong with you? Are you listening? That's not going to bless you. And that's how the church gets small. So you believe that I shouldn't and Phyllis shouldn't take it to heart. Is that you? You believe that we should just cast our care on the Lord and stay up and stay strong? Well, what about you? Right? I mean, what, is there a different set of rules?
No.
These verses we read didn't say, they wasn't prefaced by, these are for preachers. These are not preacher verses. Minister verses, leader, pastor verses. They're believer verses. Child of God verses. No. I don't claim that we've always done it perfectly, but that's part of maturing in faith, is that more and more you learn a lot of this stuff is so trivial. I know it seems like a big deal, but from God's perspective and in the big scheme of things, it's very insignificant. And if you let it get to you and you let it hurt you and make you mad and upset you, you're being a baby. You're being immature and faithless. Do you remember what we talked about the 2 and 3 year old dropping their ice cream cone? You remember that? Or their balloon, losing their balloon. Have you ever heard wailing? Huh? You would thought it was a national tragedy. Is that right? You would that wail like it's the end of the world. Is it the end of the world that they dropped their ice cream? So simple. Go get another ice cream, right? Well, the things that 50-year-olds get upset and pout about for 3 weeks to the Lord are just as ridiculous as wailing because you lost your balloon.
Yeah, come on. That's right.
It's a matter of perspective and how much maturity you've gained. So, let's believe this good word and not fight it and not try to argue with it. Look at it, verse 1 again. What do you say? John 14:1, what? Let not your heart be troubled. Don't argue with the Lord. Don't tell Him you can't help it.
Amen.
Don't tell Him you can't help it. Say, sir, yes, sir. Huh? Sir, yes, sir. Do what? Don't let your heart be troubled. Sir, yes, sir. What are we going to do? We're not going to let our heart be troubled.
Amen.
How in the world are we going to do that? He's going to help us.
Amen.
God will provide.
That's right.
Verse 27.
Amen.
But you got to make up your mind to start with that you're not going to argue with Him and try to tell Him that you can't help it.
Right.
He said, here's one of the big things why we can do this. What are we going to do instead of worry and be upset? You don't just need a vacuum in the place of that. What fills the place of worry?
The word.
Peace. Peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. My peace. This is the peace He walked in Himself when He was on the earth. We talked last time about there's a storm on the sea and Jesus is doing what in the back of the boat? He's sleeping. Did He have peace?
Yeah.
Is He walking in peace?
Yeah.
Somebody said, man, I wish I had peace like that. You do.
Yes.
We do. We've been given not peace like that, that peace.
Amen.
Come on, say it out loud. I have
the peace
of the Christ.
Of the Christ.
Do you?
Amen.
Do you?
Yes.
That's how you can prevent your heart from being troubled.
Amen.
Come on, read the rest of it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Then he said it again. What?
Let not
your heart be troubled. And he added this, neither let it be afraid. Would a lot of people try to tell you, I can't help it?
Yeah.
Would a lot of people try, I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen in the country. I'm afraid of, in my neighborhood. I'm afraid. I'm afraid the doctor's going to find this. I'm afraid of the report. I'm afraid. I can't help it. Not true.
That's right.
Not true.
That's right.
We can't control the world around us.
Right.
And pressures and cares are going to come. Thoughts of fear and doubt, feelings of anxiety, and they are real. They are real and they can be powerful. But here's the thing. Just because it comes on you, just because it comes against you, and it tries to squeeze you and oppress you, you do not have to let it in you. On you, against you, is not at all the same as in you. In you. Just because the wind is blowing against your house doesn't mean the wind is blowing through your kitchen. Is that right? Just because it's 90 degrees on top of your house doesn't mean it's 90 degrees in your bedroom, thank the Lord. Is that right? Or if it's 20 below. How many believe it can be totally different inside than outside?
Yes.
And that's what he's talking about. Didn't he say it?
Yes.
Don't let it in.
Yes.
It's going to come.
Yes.
And that's sometimes what's confusing to people. They say, well, it came. I mean, the thoughts, the feelings, they're real. I know. I know. I didn't say it was all easy. But just because it comes against you does not mean you just have to throw up your hands and let it incite you and let it torment your heart and your mind. You need to rise up and resist it and say, no, I'm not letting this upset me. I'm not letting this trouble me. I'm not letting my heart be afraid. And with His peace and His help, we can do that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.